Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Well, good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. I'm Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
And who else is in the house?
I guess my name is George.
George is in the house.
Look at Dad with his microphone. That's so cute, Dad. Well, listeners, we might sound just a little bit different. We are live at the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. We're so excited to be here. Today, they are opening at 11, and it is their infamous Bloody Mary Bar. They do it the last Sunday of the month, and it's not just Bloody Mary Day. It's literally build your own Bloody Mary Bar, right, Michelle?
Oh, it's amazing. You should see all the stuff on it. I'm going to go take a picture of it and put it on my Facebook page.
Yes, oh, put it on Food for Thought.
That's what I see on the right coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
So the bacon on there, oh, my God, I can't wait.
And I see mozzarella from here with some tomato. There's everything in there.
Every olive you can imagine.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Really?
Sounds like a quick lunch.
So get on down here, Village Trestle. They open at 11, and we're going to have some prizes to give away, and it's just going to be a really, really fun time. So, Village Trestle, check them out at villagetrestle.com. Like them on Facebook, too. Brenda is so, so good about updating it every single day. Like, I know I use it, and I watch these kinds of things when people do or don't update their Facebook page regularly. Every day, faithfully, you can, in the morning, if you're thinking of coming for lunch, check what the specials are, check what the soups are, and I can assure you, you will not be disappointed. I know you've heard me say this many times, but get on down here if you haven't been here. There we go. So, how was everybody's week this week?
Wow, a lot. I did a lot this week, more than I've done in a month. Yeah, I went to see Hairspray twice up in Plymouth.
Fun.
Went out to eat twice at the same place because it's amazing. Thai Smile in Plymouth. Getting ready to get my dad home from
Ooh,
the nursing
that's
home.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That's
so,
good.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Good, good. Dad?
Did some sewing even, did you?
Are you kidding? Really?
I know.
Well, actually, let's ask Dad what he did. Dad, how was your week?
My week was good. It was like on the normal side, but stepped up about 3 notches. But it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. The weather was cold. I love today. I actually changed jacket today.
You mean a lighter jacket?
Yeah.
I went to lighter jacket, just a regular leather jacket, because I've been having that heavy-duty stuff on.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of it. It's heavy. I don't like it. But wow. I'm always cold.
Yeah, and he's also not letting you know that Tuesday he's leaving for Florida.
Right.
So,
and I have to, admit I miss the wife and little Sadie the dog.
Yeah, and I heard the weather down there is awesome.
It's
I talked
awesome.
To my cousin yesterday down there. She was out yard sailing, and she said it was beautiful.
She's calling every day, and where we are, it's not as warm, but it's 76.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, hey, that's stinking perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. The nights go to 60, so I'm looking forward to it.
But,
because the motorcycle's down here.
Yeah. Waking up with 40 degrees is kind of nice.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Last night at 8 o'clock, it was 51.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's 41 this morning.
So how was your week, Care?
Very good. Dad, speaking of, putting on a different coat, I put on a coat today, and it's a little lighter one as well. And, as you listeners know, I've been, Michelle and I both have been on the ChiroThin program. If you're at all interested, loseweightchirothin.com. Dr. April Kaczynski over at East Coast Chiropractic at 1361 Elm Street. I put on, and, we gave our results last week. I lost 18 pounds. Michelle lost 23.8.
That is fantastic.
I put on my coat, and it's like, huge.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm like, oh my. When you just put your clothes on and you just feel so much better. Yeah. So But this week, Dad, we had a big, we had a pretty big week. We we entertained at our home Thursday night. We entertained all of our general managers and their spouses, and you know all the uppity ups at the diner. Amanda and Lee, our account controller, was here, which she works remotely for us, and she's been here for a month. We usually fly her home a few times a year, and so. We had, I mean, we put them on an awesome dinner.
I'm realizing why we're so busy.
I can't even imagine. The food you must have put on was amazing.
Well, Dad made his famous tenderloin. And it was delicious. Mm. And Daryl made his famous brisket.
And that was unbelievable.
Amazing.
And the next day at Midtown, he had that pulled pork. It was unbelievable.
Yes, well, he made pulled pork the day before,
then
made brisket.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
no,
he was smoking all week.
Your vegetables were
in more ways than one.
and I did, yeah. Well, one of our GMs, Jamie, she's a vegetarian. Oh, wait, you got to hear this one. Okay, you got to hear this one. So, you know, it's this party was for them. So, you know, you want to accommodate them. I asked, you know, what you drank, if it's alcohol or not alcohol, you know, and I had everything that they all requested, from iced tea to Sprite to vodka to wine to, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, knowing that Jamie's a vegetarian, like I got to have a couple different veggie dishes, you know, not just the usual one or whatever. So I found this awesome recipe, Michelle, and presentation was so cool. You take a carrot, a fresh carrot, peel it, cut the ends off, and just keep it long. You know, it was like, you know, 6 inches long or something,
That's
right?
That's what I was going to tell you.
So just put them in a roasting pan and melt butter and have honey. And all I did was season it with salt and pepper. So drizzle some butter all over it, drizzle some honey all over it, kind of roll them so they all get saturated in that, and then salt and pepper. And roast it in the oven, 400 degrees for 20, 25 minutes. They were so good.
Carol, I'm telling you, it's the best carrots I've ever had.
And it's so cool, whole like that.
How easy
You know,
is that?
People, you know, I had the little tongs, and they picked up the whole thing of carrot and stuck it on their plate.
Well,
so cool.
You didn't see me. It was going at such a rapid rate, I took the spatula and cut them all in just
half. You did?
Well, we weren't going to have it. You know, they're long potatoes.
Good.
They're like 6-7
carrots.
Inches, some of them. Carrots. And they're taking 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I
didn't do too many.
I took two.
I made sure that Jamie got first dibs. I'm like, take your carrots because I'm doing this for you. Then another dish I made, so good. Two pans, sheet pans. I roasted on one. I peeled sweet potato, peeled russet potato, peeled and cut in chunks. Olive oil, salt, and pepper. I only seasoned with salt and pepper. Another pan, asparagus, poblano peppers, and onions.
Yum.
Again, olive oil, seasoned salt, and pepper. In the oven, I usually do, my oven is from the 1950s, so it's horrible. I have to always, anyway, 400 degrees, roast it, however you would roast it. Yep. And when we roast, I like to have it a little crispy,
I know,
like.
Carrots
definitely.
Are perfect.
And, you know, like your potatoes crunchy on the edges, you know, stuff
potatoes
like that.
Potatoes were perfect.
Oh, those were another potato, but I'm talking about my other one. So I roasted all that, and then you take it out of the oven, let it kind of cool down. While that was in the oven, I cooked couscous.
Oh.
And, okay, cook couscous. When it was done, I put it in a bowl, and you want to get that to cool, too. I mean, not really, but, you know.
Room temperature.
Yeah, exactly. And then you add to the couscous your roasted veggies and potatoes.
Nice.
With a little olive oil in it. I just seasoned a little bit more salt and pepper, and just toss that all together. Okay, so I'm explaining, you know, everybody was dying over that dish. And it was so funny because Jamie's like, everybody's like, I need that recipe. And they're all like, how'd you do it? So I'm explaining to them how I did it. Then what happened? Daryl, you know, we're in the kitchen together because he's doing his brisket. I'm, you know, getting things.
He's doing
the
meat. You're doing the veggies.
Yeah, exactly. They did the meat. I did all the rest. So he's doing his brisket, and he's getting his au jus ready, and he had a thing of bone broth. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I go, let me, because, you know, it's still, I didn't want to, like, pour a bunch of olive oil in there.
Wow.
So I'm like, let me put some bone broth in here.
Yeah.
So as I'm telling them how I'm making it, mm-hmm. the last thing I say is, and then I just fluffed it up a little bit more with some bone broth.
Mm.
What does Jamie do, right? And as I say it, Amanda's sitting next door, and Amanda's face goes, I go, oh, I I mean vegetable broth. I'm like, no, you should have seen Jamie's face. She was already done eating.
Yeah.
She had already eaten it. And, ooh, yikes.
But, you know, you call vegetable bone broth bone broth.
Yeah, but you do it with vegetables.
Right. You do it with vegetables.
Well, mine wasn't
with vegetables.
That's the point I'm saying. I know that.
I know, but there is, but it could have been.
Yeah, it wasn't, though. And that was the whole point of it. Like,
well, did she die?
Well, you know, I did check in on her the next day, and she did say she had an upset stomach. Personally, I think it's in her head.
Yeah.
I mean, there really wasn't a lot of bone broth.
I'm sure there wasn't that much, but okay.
Next time, I will use vegetable.
Yeah, that's
she said she hasn't eaten meat in 20 years. I'm like, oh, my God, here I am trying to do the dish burn. I stink it with bone broth in it. But anyway, for those listeners just tuning in, yes, we are live at the Village Trestle over in Goffstown, right on Main Street in Goffstown. If you have not been here, I suggest you come on down. 11 o'clock, they're opening. And it is their infamous Bloody Mary Bar. And it is Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Right. When I say that, you got to come in and just see the Bloody Mary Bar. It's like amazing. They're opening at 11. Kettle One Girls will be here. There'll be some samples of vodka and some promos and stuff. And their food here, I know you guys always hear me say it, but I'm going to say it again. It's to die for. It really is. So
amazing.
If you're listening right now, you have no plans, come on down for lunch.
Come meet
the taste buds.
Yeah.
Come and have fun. J-Dog's here in the house.
Yeah.
We're going to be chatting with him in a little bit. Because we hear that J-Dog's going to be starting the Chirothin program, really, really exciting.
Awesome.
And as far as Chirothin, you know, before we go on a break, I have been like, well, actually, when we come back, we'll talk about Steve Freeman's house. We went to a party last night at Steve Freeman's house. Pretty interesting. But we'll talk about that in a bit. And I believe Donna will be calling in shortly. So
J-Dog can't back out now. He's been announced.
It's been announced. We're going to, like, hold him accountable, just like us, right? But you know what? You know what the amazing thing, Dad? You know, 6 weeks, you know, when you say 6 weeks, it might sound long. Didn't it fly by?
Yeah,
43 days is exactly, you know,
and
what
we
it
did
is.
It before the holidays.
We did it before.
Yeah.
You had
and
courage.
That was,
both of you,
that was
I
cool.
Can't believe the courage you had.
So it gives me courage when I go out to a restaurant to choose better foods. Or to
exactly.
just take
That's
one
what it
bite
does.
Of something versus 10 of it,
yeah.
you know?
It's definitely, I was just telling that to J-Dog. Just definitely a different way of life.
Yeah.
But you're happy. Like Dr. April says, you can do it. And you're
proud.
Yeah,
we can do it. We've done it.
That's exactly.
It's a great thing.
Exactly. It's true. Okay, listeners, like I said, live at the Village Trestle, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, so pass the word around, WTPL1077.com. We will be right back going on a short break.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
You are better.
Okay, good.
You are better.
Good.
Back to normal.
Right. Back to normal. Okay. You know when we do have a live remote sometimes?
Yep.
Just going to fine tune it all. But we're here. And again, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. We are live at the Village Trestle. Check them out, villagetrestle.com. And I believe we have Donna ready. Donna is calling from Delaware, and she's going to be live at the Trestle. Hey, Donna.
Andrew, step away from the button. This is a citizen's arrest. You have been DWD, dining with Donna. So put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. It's about to get hot up in here. How y'all doing?
Hi, Donna.
Donna, you're the best.
That is stinking awesome.
The rest, didn't he?
That was awesome. Sorry, Andrew. We love you, Andrew.
We love you, Andrew, but step away. It's a citizen's arrest. Put your hands in the air. Is everybody good today? Good morning, everybody.
I know. Good morning. How was your week, Donna?
Today?
Yes.
You got packed house? Are y'all eating good in the neighborhood?
You know what it is? They open at 11, so we're here just by ourselves right now. And there's a lot of people here getting ready. They only do this once a month, so they're expecting a crowd. So 11 o'clock, we should be having a crowd.
Have a party going on. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. All is well. You know, everybody needs a little citizen arrest. And y'all always tell Andrew gets afraid when I come on, and he always, see what happens? Andrew, don't be scared. You know, that's what happens when Donna's in the building. You know, electricity. It's fire.
Oh,
so everybody's good. So everything's good. Why y'all laughing? Y'all laughing at me? Because I'm crazy. I know. I'm so crazy.
No, we but love you, Donna. We love you.
Love you, Donna.
Y'all do? Oh, my goodness.
Of course. Okay. What have you been cooking this week?
What I've been cooking this week, you know, we're getting ready for the big hurrah. So I got a little something for my New Englanders and my birds. So we ready about to do this. Y'all ready? Here we go.
We are ready.
Here it goes. It's going to be hot next week. The big one. The big daddy of them all. We know it's all about football. Super Bowl. Yes. Everyone will be watching and wondering what will happen. Will Tom make a turkey sandwich out of them birds? Or will those eagles soar and fly away with the championship? It's heads or tails. Either way, I'm fine as wine. As long as I get to have good food on my plate. Here's my prediction. If you are not first in line to the buffet before the boogie picker or the dust bunny, throw a flag on the table and call it a day on eating snot-free Cheetos. Yes, it's all about the food. It's all about the food for me. The crock pot will be hot and filled with meat. Yes. I know that show threw the crock pot underneath the bus and made her into a burning home wrecking tramp. But she'll always be a lady to me and my go-to sister for life. Keen, my expectations for the win is the win in the kitchen, because I found a good quarterback that threw me a flea flicker with a dead jar of hot pepper jelly, because y'all know I'm sick of that hot pepper jelly being in my house. Well, I had no clue when I got that hot pepper jelly for Christmas, because Lord knows I did not know what to do with it. So I don't think I was ready for that jelly. I don't think I'm ready for a lot of things, but I'm ready for this. Having that jar in my kitchen drove me nuts, just like it's driving everybody nuts over next week's game. Who will get creamed? All I know is that if Elvis is not doing the halftime, it's not going to be a hunk of burning love for me to watch. But I do have the recipe of the week, PB&J, on game day wings. Here's what you'll need to drop down and get your eagle on Patriots way. With some hot grease and oil, y'all, you will need a half a cup of peanut butter. Yes, peanut butter. I made it myself. Took some roasted peanuts, one cup of roasted peanuts, and about maybe 3 tablespoons of macadamia extra virgin oil. Do you know they sell a macadamia virgin oil? Yes, they do. Donna found it. You know you can find it, too. So I blended that all up in my Ninja and set that aside. So you'll need a half a cup of peanut butter if you ain't like Donna and make your own nuts and you ain't cuckoo for nuts like Donna, but go ahead and make your own peanut butter. It's all good. You'll need a half a cup of pepper jelly. You'll need a half a cup of hoisin sauce, a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of sherry, 2 tablespoons of garlic sauce, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 1 tablespoon of chili oil. But if you like it hot, throw a habanero in there. I would. Now, all that's going to go into your blender. You're going to mix it well, and you're going to set it aside. Next, you know, if you're going to have some chicken wings, make sure you wash your wings and you pull out all of those little feathers. It's nothing worse than seeing 5 feathers. It's like seeing chin hairs on Giselle. Not hot, y'all. So make sure y'all pull out all y'all feathers, because you know Giselle going to pull out all her chin hairs, because she's going to be fly next week. You all know? So you're going to sprinkle on your season on your chicken, like, because you know I need my season. So you're going to sprinkle only season on that chicken. No flour, no nothing. You're going to drop it into some hot grease. And once you have your chicken wings all done, because they're chicken wings, y'all know how to do some chicken wings. So then what you're going to do, you're going to take a quarter cup of that PB&J sauce. Once your chicken wings are done, toss in about 8 to 10, toss them around. And then that's how you make a touchdown. No flag on the play with PB&J game day hot wings. Ken.
Ooh, you know what? That sounds really good. Peanut
it's
butter and jelly.
I made some.
Wings.
I got some sauce in here. Jelly. I did some strange Yum. Things with it, but I ain't gonna tell y'all what I did.
Sounds
with it.
Sounds great.
But you know,
we don't want to know. We don't want to know.
But I did have my wings and my biscuits all covered in PB&J. You know?
Yes, we did.
Get on out of here. So. Yes, definitely do the sauce because it's a simple sauce. If you like it less hot, less heat, don't put the habanero in it or the chili oil. But the sesame seed oil works very well. And peanut butter, you know, who would have thought to put peanut butter in that hot pepper jelly? I didn't know what to do with that hot pepper jelly, y'all. I was very afraid of it. I was.
Well, it came out very good.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. You know, it's there's this place in Hooksett that Daryl and I go to, and mm-hmm. it's Granite Tapas, and they do salted caramel wings. So it kind of on the same idea a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. sweet with wings, yeah. and it
mm-hmm.
really goes. So I can imagine that.
I think Elvis would be very proud of me. What y'all think?
Definitely.
I think he
Donna.
Would. And since he ain't doing a halftime, you know, Donna's going to watch Lifetime. I'm not a football fan. But you know all my New Englanders, y'all go ahead and get it in with the PB&J wings. And, you know, if the Eagles fly and if the Patriots do that thing, either way, get your PB&J wings on. For life is for living and food is for giving. And, you know, Donna's got to be out of here because it's about to get hot up in here. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna. Thank you.
Bye. See you later.
Is she a hoot or what?
She's unbelievable. I mean, I was going to tell her, but didn't have a chance.
Yeah, I know.
Pepper jelly over cream cheese and crackers.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you need to do. It's delicious. You just pour it all over the cream cheese slab and do it up on veggies or crackers, whatever.
You know, I didn't have a chance either, but when she was saying about the feathers, it brought me back to my mom and dad when I was young. And I remember when she'd have a turkey, she'd say, Harold, his name was Harold, and he'd go get the Prestolite torch, and he would just light it. And all around the wings and all those certain areas, he'd burn the feathers, and the little hairs are gone in 3-4 minutes.
Wow.
And to this day, I get totally insulted. A hair or that. You can't get that out. You can get it out.
Yeah.
Just a torch or a match, but the torch went. I still can see it.
Really?
Just a little bit, and all of it was gone.
One of those big.
Oh, you pull the
things,
feathers.
Right?
That too. That
yeah.
too. But you pull the feathers, but just a little fire. It's gone.
Yeah.
And it's clean, especially on a wing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's true. So, yeah. But
maybe
talk about
listening.
Giselle's chin.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
Tom would be like.
She is a live wire.
She is. She's awesome. She is awesome. All right.
Picks up the pace.
She totally does.
Yeah.
She totally does. Yeah. Okay, listeners, again, we're live at the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. Get on down here at 11 o'clock. We're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Amber Lee, one of the owners of the Village Trestle, on what is happening here, what you can expect to what you can expect to experience when you come here. And also, I want to put out to people that are heading over here, we have these awesome Pulse windshield scrapers, which, you know, it is winter and we are in New England. So I'm going to just put out there right now for those of you listening that are going to be heading down here. If you want one of these, when you come into the Village Trestle today, just tap myself on the shoulder or Michelle or Dad, and we'll know what it means. Tap us on the shoulder. We're going to give you an ice scraper. So get on down here. Come and check out the Bloody Mary bar. Build your own. And let me tell you, you've never seen a Bloody Mary bar like this.
No.
I've been to them, and they don't look like this. It's amazing. So get on down here. I'm sure you're sick of hearing me say it. So get on in here so you can experience it. Taste Buds, on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds. Carol and Michelle, Dad's in the house. We are live at the Village Trestle right here in Goffstown. Come on down. They are opening today at 11. It is their Bloody Mary Bar, Build Your Own. They do this the last Sunday of the month. And, you know, I know you guys, I feel like I'm being repetitive, but I know people tune in and out and stuff like that. So get on down here. Come and check it out. We have all kinds of prizes here. And like I said, we have these Pulse ice scrapers. You can come and tap one of us on the shoulder. We'll just hand you one. As easy as that. We have this great Bloody Mary gift collection here that we're going to do some simple trivia for people here in-house. And the bigwig Pete just walked in. And he just handed me a bunch of Waterville Valley ski lift passes.
Cool.
And I'm not... Oh, and Pat's Peak. Pat's Peak ski passes. So come on in. We're going to have some trivia. We have a lot of prizes to give away. I believe a couple of Village Trestle gift certificates as well. So get on in here. And right now we are sitting with one of the owners, Amber Lee. You've been on the show before.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having us here today. We're very excited.
Yes. Thank you for coming. This is great.
Yeah. It's fun, really fun. It's always fun to do a remote. You know, you get to, you know, listeners get to meet you and see you and all that. And it's fun. So let people know. I know they hear me talk about it a lot. How great the food is. Just, you know, give a, you know, and you just had your 5-year anniversary and what, you know, what they can expect when they walk in the door at the Trestle.
Sure. Sure. We had our 5-year anniversary in September, so we're working on our 6th year now. The food here is all, you know, homemade, fresh from scratch, daily. All the soups are made daily. We don't have any soups that come in, you know, pre-made or anything like that. We have a butcher on staff that cuts all our steak tips and our chicken tenders.
I didn't know that.
Yep, and we really have about 4 hours a day that there isn't somebody in the kitchen. So we work in shifts here because our kitchen is so tiny. But no, everything is made from scratch and fresh product. We several deliveries a week. And it's great.
Oh, Amber,
it's going real.
The soup
real
you
well.
Just brought me was just unbelievable. I mean,
right, thank you.
I mean it.
That's
what was it, Dad?
It was a chowder.
It was a sweet potato corn chowder.
Yeah. Aww.
It was.
Featuring
usually I just taste a
it
little bit.
It looked really good.
It's right to the bottom.
Really good.
Breakfast.
Excellent.
Breakfast chowder for breakfast. Chowder.
Yeah. No, that's what I said. Okay, no, I'll
that's
eat
great.
Now.
That's today's soup. So we are featuring the sweet potato corn chowder today.
You don't have to figure out it's homemade.
Yeah, thank you very much. We also have a blackened bacon and blue cheeseburger.
Oh, Dad. That has your name written all over it.
Oh, my gosh. That's a blue cheese blackened.
Their burgers, you know, by the way, they were voted one of the top 10 in New Hampshire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep,
and, I mean.
All packed by hand, fresh product. Nothing comes in pre-made or pre-pressed or anything like that. That gives us the opportunity to, you know, add the blue cheese crumbles and the bacon and that kind of stuff to, you know, change it up.
One of the things that I tell people is I dare you to go in, try it out, and ask for the fries.
Right.
You won't get the real fry, but you're going to be better than the real.
Right, everything's
baked. They are really nice.
Everything's baked. No fry
baked
later.
In the oven, so you don't have to worry about the extra calories. You're getting really a lot less.
Yeah.
You would never know.
No, you would never know. Exactly.
Never.
I tell people, I've been out front this last week just covering some extra shifts, in the kitchen. I've been out front and just letting people know that, you know.
People don't know
things
that
things aren't deep fried. The potato skins aren't deep fried. Right. The French fries aren't deep fried. Everything's ovened.
So maybe we can have French fries today, Michelle.
Sweet potato ones. We can have the sweet potato ones.
delicious.
Yeah, this is great.
You know, another thing that you do really well, and I want to give you a kudos to you and Brenda, you know, being a business owner, restaurant owner, like yourselves, you know, doing the social media thing is, you know, you got to be on top of it. You really do.
Right.
And you guys do that really well. And myself, you know, I have somebody, we have somebody do all of our social media. We have, you know, four with another one coming on the way. So, it's a lot.
Yes.
And you guys, you know, for me, when I go to places and I, you know, you look them up on Facebook now and, you know, you are always updating.
Right.
And in here as well, your everything
that's all
is,
Brenda. I can't take any credit for any of that. That's all her.
You balance yourselves though.
We
you're
do.
Both partners.
Yes, we do.
You balance yourselves.
Yeah,
you're
she
in
spends.
There. She's out here.
Right.
And it works. You know, it's like my dad and I. He's in the diners.
Exactly.
I'm out of the diners.
It really takes both of us to make this happen.
Does. That's what makes it go.
And that's what I said to her. You know, this would not be what it is if it wasn't for the combination of the two of us.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I focus on the kitchen and she focuses out front with the social media and the advertising, and she books most of the entertainment.
And the entertainment.
And don't forget the dessert.
And then she's now had to take over the dessert baking, yes, because, you know.
Yum.
We're trying to.
Just little things that you do. I mean, even, you know, listeners, when you come in here, you know, to listen to, we'll talk about their live music as well. You know, just even from the water you have over there for customers, you know,
it's always fresh
every single time. There's a new drink of the, I mean, how many times you go to places, you know, if you frequent them and they have the same drink of the day up 3 days later.
It's like drink of the week.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
But they're calling it drink of the day.
Yeah.
That irks me. Yeah. Like, and you guys are always,
and
your help also.
We have an excellent staff.
You
I have to
do.
Say, because, you know, we have had the same crew of people here since we bought the place. We've obviously added to the staff, you know, but everybody's stayed with us, and we've all grown together, and you know, they pick up the ball for us so that we can take some time off, which is coming up, which is great. And this will be like the first time that we're really getting away together for a length of time, but
Ooh.
You know, the staff has got it here.
I can be the boss while you're gone.
Right, that would be great. Somebody come on in and check it out.
Oh boy.
Let me know.
No. You know what? They really do. You can tell that, you know, your staff, you guys are a family, and that's what happens. I mean, we know that with the Red Arrow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you work great together as a team, and they all look out. Because they're excellent. They really, really are. They're excellent.
I mean, even a handful of regular customers that don't actually work here actually take ownership in being
exactly.
here. And they come in the morning, and they, you know, they might be sweeping the patio or helping us bring stuff up from the basement.
That's
amazing. Yeah.
That is amazing.
In the wintertime, they just come by and shovel and salt and sand.
And
they
look,
you know,
out
it's
for
great.
Your place.
Yes. And they look out
they
for
look
it because
for
it's their place,
yes.
too.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know,
which is great.
You do. You have momentum that way because yeah. I've sat at the bar a couple of times by myself, and two times the customer next to me said, great burger. Great. What's he doing? Selling me?
Right. No, that's awesome.
I've been here before.
We work really, really hard.
And he's really pushing.
Yeah. It's nice to hear
paid.
That because you know how it takes a while for that
but
to come
that's
around.
Nice.
It really
that's
does.
That's nice.
I tell people, I'm telling you, on a at least three times a week, I tell people, I'll mention the trestle, and they're like, the trestle? I'm like, are you kidding? The foot, you know, it. I'm I always say to them, I dare you to go and yeah, tell me right. that you didn't
we
like
have,
it.
There's we have
no
lunch,
way it'll happen.
I mean, we have an excellent lunch business now during the week. You know, come in. You don't have to drink. You don't have to come here late at
right.
night and stay for the band. You can just come in and have lunch. We have all the teachers come in after school. We have parents that come in with the children on the weekends. And
it is kid-friendly.
You know?
I mean, you can
yeah,
come
absolutely.
In at night for dinner and – you know, bring
yep.
the kids.
Yep.
You know, you definitely
we're working
can do
on
that.
We're actually working on a kids menu right now.
Nice.
We've had enough, you know, momentum
nice.
Now with the yep. with the community, and my children are in the school system here, and I, you know, with the parents
nice.
And the teachers
nice.
Coming in, and we're really starting to see more and more. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, obviously we try and cater
yeah.
to our clientele. Right?
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, again, listeners just tuning in, we are live at the Village Trestle. We're talking with Amber Lee, one of the owners. And I was just handed a bunch of, we have a ton of stuff to give away. So get on down here. They are, I think we can say
I
you're
think
open,
we're open
now, right?
Since
yeah.
we
there,
have
there
about
is,
a dozen customers already
there is people
here.
Already yeah. in here.
People are
and
here.
And it is their infamous once a month, the last Sunday of the month.
That's correct.
Bloody Mary Bar. Build your own Bloody Mary Bar. And I'll
yes.
tell you got to come in and see it.
Yep, we're sponsored by Kettle One.
There you go.
So the bartenders will actually pour the Kettle One for you, and then you go to the Bloody Mary Bar and do
Fill
whatever you want to it.
And
you
they have that, all yep. different flavor
We have
of
shrimp
the
today. We have thick applewood bacon on there today.
Bacon.
We have, you know, stuffed olives and pickles and all the regular fixings. Several mixes, spicy, sweet.
Yes, the mixes. I mean, I like yeah. spicy. Oh,
right.
boy.
We can spice it up. You can
Dr.
add more.
April, can I please just have one? I can. It would be my choice to do that. But
you can have it without the Kettle One.
Yeah, you can, Michelle. Go ahead. You can. You certainly can. We can. We definitely
yes.
can. But anyway, so we are live here. Come on down. We have some Pat's Peak ski lift passes, as well as Waterville Valley. We have a great Bloody Mary gift collection. And you know what? We're going to be ending the first hour shortly. So why don't you put out a trivia maybe for people that are here right now. Maybe we'll just... Go ahead.
All right.
They're probably not going to hear us, but we can say it maybe when we go to break, just so that the people in here will know.
Yeah, I'll yell it out.
Perfect.
I have a big mouth. I should say, God gave me this voice. Anyways, the trivia is, in 1960, history was made when this garnish was used in a Bloody Mary. What is it?
And, you know, before we... because Andrew will let us know when it's top of the hour. I just because we were here and it was Bloody Mary Day, so I just kind of looked up some Bloody Mary. I guess I can't do that because I'd be giving the answer right now. but no, just interesting, facts about vodka, because that's usually what you put in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there are different ones where you put tequila in too,
I think,
gin. Right?
Really?
Gin too. That is one liquor not like. Probably the only one.
Me too. Right? The only one.
I'm just not a gin person. No. But interesting vodka facts. Actually, it's the most popular spirit in the world. It says. Premium vodka is consumed on ice in European countries. Premium vodka, I guess, sip on it. Yeah. I like sipping on tequila. I'm not sure about vodka. But anyway, get on down here and try some Kettle One vodka, please.
In your Bloody Mary.
In your Bloody Mary. Build your own Bloody Mary at the Trestle. We will be right back.